The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues. Today, we learn about one of the oldest water rights in the Golden State.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring one of the oldest water rights in the state, Pueblo Water Rights. Pueblo water rights date back to the Spanish colonial era, long before California became a state. When Spain governed California, it established pueblos, or town settlements, each with an inherent right to the water from the rivers or the streams that ran through them. This legal tradition continued under Mexican rule and was later recognized by the United States when California joined the Union in 1850. This makes Pueblo water rights some of the most senior water rights in the state. The idea behind these rights was simple. Water was essential for the survival and growth of the pueblo, and thus, it had a right to reasonable use of local water sources. Cities that evolved from these original pueblos, such as Los Angeles and San Diego, inherited these rights and continue to exercise them today. Pueblo water rights grant cities a unique advantage because they allow them to claim water for municipal use without adhering to the restrictions placed on riparian or appropriative rights. These rights are perpetual and cannot be lost due to non-use, which is not the case for other water right holders. However, as California faces ongoing water scarcity issues, the broad scope of Pueblo water rights has come under scrutiny. With increased competition for water for agriculture, industry, and environmental conservation efforts, the assertion of these rights by major cities can lead to conflict. Additionally, questions arise regarding how these historical rights should be balanced with modern water needs and sustainable management practices. As California continues to navigate its water challenges, discussions about equity and efficiency in water distribution will likely include a re-examination of Pueblo water rights. While these rights remain firmly embedded in state law, they highlight the complexity of California's water systems, where laws established centuries ago still shape access to this critical resource. Understanding these historical rights help inform the large conversation about sustainable water use and management, especially as cities, farms, and ecosystems struggle to share increasingly limited supplies. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.